morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes about the recently announced General CRP Sign-Up 43. Farm Service Agency will be holding a Conservation Reserve Program, CRP, general sign-up from March 12th through April 6, 2012. Producers enrolled in CRP plant long-term resource-conserving covers to control soil erosion, improve air and water quality, and develop wildlife habitat. In return, FSA provides participants with rental payments and cost-share assistance. CRP contracts are normally 10 years, but can be up to 15 years in duration. Contracts accepted for CRP Sign-Up 43 will begin October 1, 2012. Land currently not enrolled in CRP may be offered for enrollment during CRP Sign-Up 43. In addition, current CRP participants who have contracts that will be expiring September 30, 2012 are also eligible to submit offers for the general sign-up. Producers must visit their local FSA office to submit general CRP offers, and those offers will only be accepted during the sign-up period of March 12 through April 6. To be eligible for placement in the CRP general sign-up, land must be a cropland that was planted or considered planted to an agricultural commodity 4 of the 6 years from 2002 to 2007, and must also be physically and legally capable of being planted in a normal manner to an agricultural commodity, which means there can be no planting restrictions due to an easement or other legally binding instrument. Each eligible CRP offer is ranked according to the Environmental Benefits Index, EBI, in comparison to all other offers and selections made from that ranking. Several EBI factors are used to assess the environmental benefits for the land offered. They include wildlife habitat benefits resulting from covers on contract acreage, water quality benefits from reduced erosion, runoff and leaching, on-farm benefits from reduced erosion, benefits that will likely endure beyond the contract period, air quality benefits from reduced wind erosion, and cost. For more information about the general or continuous CRP signups, contact your local FSA office. Next, a reminder for our fruit, vegetable, and small grain producers. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yields, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occurs due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the risk management agency offers coverage for a crop in that county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. The next NAP coverage deadline is for fruits, vegetables, oats, barley, sorghum, and spring wheat. Those crops have a NAP application closing date of March 15, 2012. And now some notes on payment eligibility. The USDA wants to remind producers about the rules that govern the requirements to be what is considered actively engaged in farming. These rules apply to eligibility for payments under the Direct and Countercyclical Program, DCP, or Average Cost Revenue Election Acre programs administered by FSA. Normally, the stockholder or member of a legal entity must make contributions of active personal labor and or active personal management for the farming operations. Contributions are to be performed on a regular basis and must be identifiable and separate from contributions of others. The exception to this rule for a stockholder or member of a legal entity only occurs if at least half of the interest in the legal entity is held by stockholders or members who are providing active personal management and the total direct payments received, both directly and indirectly, by the legal entity, and each of the members cannot exceed $40,000. Cash rent tenants continue to be reminded to provide active personal labor, continue to be required to provide active personal labor, or a combination of active personal management and equipment to be eligible for USDA program benefits. And finally, some notes about the FSA signature policy. Using the correct signature when doing business with FSA can save time and prevent a delay in program benefits. Husbands and wives may automatically sign documents on behalf of each other for FSA and Commodity Credit Corporation programs in which either has an interest, unless written notification denying a spouse this authority has been provided to the county office. There are exceptions to this rule. Spouses may not sign on behalf of each other for partnerships, joint ventures, corporations, or other similar entities. Individual signatures are also needed on the CCC 931 Average Adjusted Gross Income AGI certification and consent to disclosure of tax information form, as well as on certain farm loan program and farm storage facility loan documents. For additional clarification on proper signatures, contact your local FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today, or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic. and our phone number is 243-1377. Thanks, and have a great day.